Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us today, and a very cool show to run through on your Wednesday. It's a short work week. I'm trying to figure out what day it is. Micah Eller is in to talk about the Meadowlark Music Festival, and I guess that fits because you're the director of this whole thing, right?
I am indeed.
Yeah, we discussed you gave yourself the title, which I think is awesome. This is the third year.
It is.
Yeah. So I guess tell us a little bit about yourself to kick us off and sort of how this whole festival came about.
True thing. So my name is Micah Eller. I'm born and raised in Helena. I moved away for a short while when I was younger to go to culinary school. I ended up working in Portland and Chicago for a while and moved back here where I got the job as executive chef at the Montana Club. While I was there, I started the Meadowlark Music Festival with them for the first year, and I didn't really expect to continue it past that point, but I got strong-armed into it by some of our volunteers.
But I'm not thinking that they had to work real hard. It seems like it's something that you enjoy.
I love it. It's my favorite time of year. I mean, it's a pretty busy time, mm-hmm. but I have a great time with it.
Yeah, well, and so the music festival, give us sort of the general idea. I mean, we'll mm-hmm. dig in and hit different elements, but sort of that aerial view. What's the Meadowlark Music Festival all about?
Meadowlark Music Festival is all about bringing the community together. We try to keep it low cost so that everyone can take part. We also gift half of the proceeds every year to a different beneficiary. This year, it's the Friendship Center. In mm-hmm. past years, it's been the YWCA, Helena, and Prickly Pear Land Trust. We try to bring in as much diverse music as possible. Great local vendors, both craft and food vendors. And lots of like great kid activities.
Yeah,
in the daytime.
This is a full-on event.
It is.
Well, and what's cool is it seems like every year it's getting a little bit bigger, a little mm-hmm. bit better.
Yeah, we're trying to grow it pretty slowly. Right now it's volunteer run. There's actually a core team of about seven people, who have put this all together. It takes about 6 months of planning. And we would like to grow it more each year, but I think we have to do it in a mindful mm-hmm. way so that it doesn't get, you know, we don't get too big for our britches.
Yeah, you want the quality to remain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is cool. But it's neat that there's obviously enough success that first year. You went, you know what, let's try this again. I think there's something here. And then you get through that and say, you know what, let's make it a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of neat that the community is supporting this, obviously.
Oh, the community is amazing. We've had over 100 sponsors for this, small business sponsors, larger sponsors like AARP this year. But people who have just thrown whatever they can to make this festival happen, whether that's their time or a gift certificate or $100.
Yeah, Micah Eller is our guest this morning. We're talking Meadowlark Music Festival here on Coffee Break. And it's all happening on Saturday, right? Down
Saturday.
At Women's Park. Mm-hmm. And it starts at noon, runs all the way until 10 o'clock. Is that right? Do I have the time right?
That's correct.
Okay, so Saturday, Women's Park, noon to 10. Folks are either going to have to come and go or I guess pace themselves. They got 10 hours down there.
When a lot of people bring, you know, quilts or lawn chairs, we encourage you to stay the whole day or go off site and hang out in the town. That's really what this is about, is enjoying Helena.
Well, yeah, and it's a cool location too, right? Because mm-hmm. they can do that. They can come and hang out for a little bit and then maybe go and check out a little bit downtown. And then it's okay for them to come back in?
Absolutely. We'll have wristbands so that people can have re-entry.
Okay, very cool. And there's obviously going to be music here, and we'll hit those, but that's not all. I mean, as you touched on, there's food and drink available. We're having different vendors for that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you have the background in food, so of course you want to bring in the good food.
Yes, I'm a big food snob, so right. I always want to encourage having those the great food at this festival. But I also want to encourage people to, you know, visit some of those smaller food vendors that they might not get the chance to regularly.
Yeah. So who are we looking at as far as food vendors coming in? Do you have a list? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I do actually have a
Fantastic.
List here. We have a great lineup of food this year. We have some people who are coming back and some people who haven't been here before. The Big Dill, Rockstar Barbecue, Montego Coffee, which is a relatively new coffee truck mm-hmm. in town, Missionary Mexican, Eat Greekish, Shaka Hawaiian Ice, Great Apes Crepes, and Montana Farm Girls and Lapa.
Okay, so you've got a lot of variety there. That's awesome. And there's going to be a spot for kids too, right? I mean, this is a family friendly thing.
It is. So we have a little kids zone, not necessarily little kids zone. We have the big blue blocks from Helena's Playable Playgrounds. We'll have some games. The Holters After School Teen Program will be doing some interactive art. We'll have the Bob Ross Club from Capitol High School. And we'll even have a total care tent hosted by Brady Watkins of Beautiful Earth Designs, which is going to be a feeding and changing tent for parents who need to get away from the festival.
Yeah, very cool. We're talking with Micah Eller. It's the Meadowlark Music Festival. It's coming up this weekend down at Women's Park. It's going to be on Saturday from noon to 10 o'clock. What other folks are coming in as far as vendors? I don't want to miss getting those folks named before we run out of town.
True thing. Yeah, we have some really great vendors. I probably don't have time to go through them all. We have...
I'll give you the time. We got time.
Perfect. So we have, let's see here, the Urban Garden is a great business downtown. They're going to be doing some flower crowns. We have Tamari by Ferrari and Montana Mountain Designs. So-So Kathy, Birch and Bay, which is this great small business that does bath bombs with wildflowers from Montana. Oh, okay. The Painted Pot will be there doing some interactive art. Montana Silk Art. It's a do-it-yourself silk art dyeing booth, wow, which will be really fun. Lone Raven Designs. We'll have the Craft Nerd there. She has a lot of embroidery projects, and she'll have an interactive art project as well. Beautiful Earth Designs, African Treasures, and we'll also have a couple nonprofit tables as well, including the League of Women Voters, who will be registering people to vote.
It's pretty phenomenal, the breadth of folks you have coming in. There's something for everybody there.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to do, too. We want to make it approachable for everyone in Atlanta.
Well, so what are we looking at the Meadowlark Music Festival in terms of the music? We've talked about the festival, but we haven't talked about the music. What are we looking at there?
We have a really great lineup for the festival this year. Starting it off is going to be Tammy Jones. She's a great Americana singer from Helena. And we try to keep, you know, some Montana artists in here because we want to promote Montana artists. But we have some folks coming in from out of town too, including Banshee Tree, who's from Boulder, Colorado, and Hill Stomp, who's from Portland, Oregon. And even Dammit Lauren and the Well is from Big Sky. So we have some really, really awesome, eclectic sort of music. We have Latin. We have some, like, what would you call it? Kind of punk blues with Hill Stomp, I'd say. They make their own drums out of buckets and their own guitars out of cigar boxes and stuff. So it's going to be a really fun lineup.
Yeah, there's also, and that's just, they're sort of just rotating from, this is on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's running from noon till 10 o'clock. And all of this is going to be a lot of fun, but it's also for a cause. All this money, you know, a portion of the proceeds that we raise here, it goes to the Friendship Center.
It does.
Yeah, and they're a fantastic organization. For those folks that may be unaware, can you give people just a general idea of what the Friendship Center does here in town?
Sure thing. Yeah, it's the only shelter in the tri-state area that offers assistance for people experiencing domestic violence, sexual abuse, and stalking for no cost.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great group and a really amazing group of people out there that run that thing. And so, I mean, thanks to you for helping them out with this. I mean, that's incredible.
Well, they've been really wonderful, too. With every single organization that we choose as a beneficiary, we ask them to sit in on some of our volunteer meetings and help us coordinate. And Kim Patterson from the Friendship Center is actually going to be picking up our fencing on Friday. So, you know.
Oh, cool.
They definitely are wonderful volunteers as well.
Yeah.
Besides all the stuff they do for their organization.
Right. Well, and you can get tickets ahead of time for this. Mm-hmm. Those are $12. The day of the event, Saturday, they're $15. We're raising money for the Friendship Center, so everybody just wait. Spend a few more bucks on that and get them on Saturday. But if they do want to be stingy and not help out the Friendship Center and save a few bucks, they can get their tickets online, right?
They can. They can get them at MeadowlarkHelena.com. And you can also find them locally at the Blackfoot River Brewing Company and the Hawthorne Bottle Shop.
Okay. And if they go to the website, they can find out just more information, kind of get a rundown of who's going to be there in terms of music and all that?
Yep, the lineup will be there, the vendor lineup. And there's even some sponsorship applications if you want to start giving for next year.
Oh, fantastic. Anything else that we missed? Because you've got your list, you've got your notes, and I'm going to feel terrible if we didn't get something in.
Is at Women's Park. I don't know if we mentioned that. I think that we've got everything else covered on here. I think it's going to be a great event. I hope people show up for it. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really nice. Again, this is coming up. It's the Meadowlark Music Festival, and this is coming up on Saturday. It kicks off at noon. You can go down there to Women's Park and just kind of hang out, check out. There's going to be food. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be music. There's going to be downtown, so you can go and check out all the businesses downtown. All sorts of great stuff. Runs until 10 o'clock, so plenty of time for you to get down there and check that out. Give folks, again, one more time, the website if they want more information or tickets or anything like that.
It's MeadowlarkHelena.com.
It's easy to remember. Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Micah Eller.
Yeah,
she is the grand poobah of the Meadowlark Music Festival. I mean, you're the director, I guess. We can change your title every year. It doesn't matter. And she's going home with another red mug. So thanks for coming
Perfect.
In.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Stick around. We've got more Coffee Break coming up. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show. Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around. We're closing out the show today with another fundraising event. And what's cool is you can hit the music festival on Saturday and then get up and hit the one we're going to talk about on Sunday. So you don't even have to pick and choose. You can do them both. We're talking the third annual benefit for Broadwater County's first responders. And I guess, Tim, introduce yourself a little bit. Tell everybody who you are and what your role is here.
Well, I'm Tim Poole. I'm one of the grunts that are helping put this on. I was supposed to have another person with us, but Dee, remember last year, Dee and Scooter? Scooter woke up with a headache this morning, so she had to take him into the vet. So,
oh, no.
You'll have to look at my pretty face. You know?
Was that the excuse? I mean, is he really going to – are you going to have to ask to see the vet bill to confirm this?
Scooter's pretty important. That's Dee's service dog. So
yeah.
She takes care of him pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But Tim, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
And you took the bullet for us on this one. You drew the short straw.
It's a beautiful drive this morning. I walked in the door and the receptionist was there and I said, man, I thought I was late because I got behind a school bus and a train, you know, typical Montana.
Of course, you know? Right? Well, we're talking about this event. It's coming up on Sunday. It's running from noon to 3:00. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's happening at the school. Is that where we're sort of in and outside of the school?
Correct. The best way to get there is if you're driving from town, the new Town Pump Casino is the landmark to turn.
Okay.
Whichever direction you're coming from.
Right.
And that's 3rd Street, and it runs right into the maybe I should change that wording. It will direct you to the school playground. And that's where the main event, but we're also utilizing the elementary school multi-purpose room.
Okay.
And that's where the food and silent auction and indoor music and things like that are going to be.
Yeah, there's so much stuff happening out there. And last year, this was really successful. You brought in more than, was it over $4,000 last year, right?
Correct. And this year, our goal's a little loftier. The budgets in our first responders are limited because we're a small rural, it's one of the largest counties, but low population.
Sure.
So we're doing this as a supplement to their regular budgets, their operating budgets, and our lofty goal is $15,600.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. Let's talk about it, and we'll get people excited about it. I mean, you do this whole thing very intentionally. You go through and ask the various agencies, the first responders, what it is that they need the most, right?
Right. Right.
What does that process look like?
Well, I think they go through the hardest part because they have to prioritize what it is they need. And like the sheriff's office detention center, they're looking for a violent inmate restraining suit, essentially. And that protects the inmate, but it also protects the center personnel from injury and other harm. The ambulance needs another stair chair. We have 2 ambulances, so they need another stair chair. The group If you've ever tried to bring out a patient down a set of stairs without the proper equipment, it's a risk to the patient. We don't want to do any more harm to the patient.
Sure.
But also the EMTs don't want to hurt themselves, their back or blow a leg or something, you know, a knee or something like that. So a stair chair is essential equipment. Let's see, the fire department, Radersburg is a rural, you know, they're out there.
Yeah.
As a crow flies, it's only a couple miles away from Townsend, but it's over mountains, so you have to go around it. And they would like a Zoll AED, which is the heart monitor. So when they first respond, before the ambulance gets there, they could hook the patient up and determine what's going on so the EMTs can be better prepared to serve the patient. The other one is the, and I really like this one because everybody could use it possibly, is the search and rescue drone. It's a multifunction drone that has a flashing beacon so that the operator can monitor where it is, you know, especially at night, sorry. And the other is it has infrared, it has, you know, other cameras, GPS, things like that. We had an experience last winter where a hunter was coming down out of the Elkhorns right there at Kimber Gulch, slipped and fell and broke his leg. And it was at night. And so he was able to get cell phone coverage and called 911. Everybody responded appropriately, but
right.
They couldn't find him.
But you got to find him. It's tough enough during the daytime.
He's on the phone going, I can see you guys. And they're looking up the hill going, well, we can't see you. So
right.
Ultimately, they ended up having to send two search and rescue personnel up the hill. And once they got above this guy, then they could see the glow off his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it dawned on them, let's get a drone up there that could see that.
Yeah.
And with the infrared, the heat signature and the GPS will mark him exactly where he is. The guys at the ground are looking at a screen, monitoring, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
Where
well, and stuff happens, stuff like that happens every single winter. I mean, the search and rescue is called out for not necessarily, you know, out there in Broadwater County, but between Broadwater and Lewis and Clark. And I mean, but in our area, search and rescue is called out multiple times every year.
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying something like that because we're recognizing that, and I'm joking here, at times everybody comes to Broadwater County to play in one form
right.
or another,
right.
whether it's the lake or the hills or hiking or hunting or whatever, fishing. And so this is a multifunction tool that will help us, you know, the sheriff's office maybe could use it. Others maybe can use it also, just not search and rescue.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Tim Poole is our guest this morning. We're talking the third annual benefit for Broadwater County's first responders. Lots of various needs out there. Last year, we brought in more than $4,000 to help out. And I can't remember, what did we end up getting last year? What was that number one on the list? It was something for the, was it for the Sheriff's Department?
It,
Now I'm trying to draw back and remember.
Me too. It's on the tip of my tongue, but it's not coming forward.
I don't remember. It'll come later.
I think we got, tire strips for the sheriff's office.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And now every single deputy in their vehicles have those. We've had a few bad apples run through town, and without those, it's putting us at risk. So. And then the other was, a thermal imager
For the fire department. Yeah. So these are absolutely fantastic things that that we're helping to raise money for. And topping the list this year, the fire department, right? That's sort of number one on our list this year.
Right. That AED is real important.
Yeah. We need that out in Radersburg.
Right.
And I think that one's pretty clear. I mean, we're talking about helping the department buy a tool that, it's going to save a life at some point.
Correct. It'll certainly aid in determining what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely necessary. And that one's going to cost, I mean, just that is going to cost about $1,700. So
right.
If we go by last year's results, that's good because now we've got that.
Right.
We're counting on that. And then we can move down the list and right. We can start working on that drone.
Right. And things are prioritized, but we're hoping to get everybody everything they asked for. One that we passed over was a pass alert safety system for the city fire department. Being the city, they tend to go into structures. And if a fireman gets in there, fire person, and goes down for whatever reason, this alarm will go off And then the rescuers can go in and hear that alarm and be able to retrieve the guy faster than if they didn't have it. So it's an important tool as well.
Yeah. So we're raising money for folks that are going out there and risking their lives to help us and to save ours. And multiple needs, but you can provide some of these. Or you know what? I suppose the community can help provide some of these. It's pretty fantastic.
Well, we feel it's our responsibility. But like we said earlier, everybody seems to come through Townsend in one form or another. And so we'd like for them to realize there also the opportunity exists for them to help us.
Right.
And everybody's invited. So.
Yeah, well, and we've talked about what it's for. I suppose we should actually talk about what it is, right? What folks are going to see when they show up. Maybe topping that list, what sounds like a pretty incredible meal is waiting for us.
We're going to have pulled pork. We're going to have beef. We're going to have chicken wings with three different sauces, all the amenities.
It's not till Sunday. Kurt, sit down.
They have me a chicken wing.
He is drooling.
I mean, there's a lot of food here. I mean, if there was nothing else, just coming out for the lunch is worth
right.
it.
Right.
But we're also going to be having, a silent auction and, yes, and a raffle?
Yes, sir.
A beef and a rifle 50. Raffle, right?
Well, we're going to have two sides of beef. We're going to have a 243 rifle with a scope. We're going to have a 12-gauge shotgun, single shot. And then the best way to describe it, I don't know, whatever, is a lap quilt. And it's just beautiful. I went over and looked at it at the quilters, and it is gorgeous. So
so awesome. lots of different options there. And as you said, a 50-50, which everybody
right.
loves.
Right.
Are we getting arm lengths of tickets?
It's up to you.
Everybody wants to get an arm length.
We're going to have outdoor activities as well. One of the fun highlights is the deputies are going to be there arresting people. They get put in a corral jail, and Judge Olson, who's retired district or the local judge? Anyway, retired judge. He will sentence whatever fine you're going to have to pay in order to get out of jail. And it's pretty fun. Everybody seems to like that. But the guard is going to bring the climbing wall and an obstacle course, I think. We're going to have a lot of other fun activities, outdoor music as well. We're going to have a photo booth where you can grab your favorite first responder and take a picture with them.
There you go. And I'm going to help you out here, Tim. You want to grab those people and arrest them as they're getting in line for lunch.
Right.
So they're going to want to get out a lot quicker.
That's a good idea.
And put that jail right there next to the table, right? Like right in smelling distance.
I'll share that with the deputies.
But, I mean, lots of sales. I mean, there's a cakewalk too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So you got cakewalk. There's going to be music going on out there.
Yep.
This is all coming up on Sunday. Just head on down to Townsend. Just follow your nose.
There you go.
But turn right at the town pump.
Yes.
And head on down to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and head on down to the school because it's happening inside and outside of the school. A fun run is involved too, right?
Right. We're expanding. Last year we just had walk, run, crawl, drag around the laps at the high school track, which we're right next to. Mm-hmm. And that's going on again. And that's with a sponsorship. If somebody wants to sponsor somebody, so many laps at $1 a lap or whatever, that's available, or just a straight donation. But we're expanding to a 5K fun run, and it's around the city of Townsend, essentially, out towards the river, and then back towards the log mill, and then back into town and back to the school. And,
okay.
It's really fun, and I was explaining to the receptionist again, runners seem to be crazy. I used to be one, but I'm not sure I like this. But anyway.
And the longer the distance, the little bit loonier you get.
Right.
I promise.
Well, we're looking for future years of expanding this to a 10K, 20K marathon,
sure.
And even a triathlon. And the more we talk about that, the more people, the eyebrows go up and they're going, are you serious? And I'm going, why not?
Yeah, well, you
Wouldn't
know,
that
you,
be cool?
you've got the Elkhorns there. You put them up in the mountains and do something like that.
Right.
Little bit of an ultra going on up there, but
right.
Yeah, this is all coming up on Sunday. It's running from noon to three at down at the school there in Townsend. Time's running out, but can they still register for the run?
You bet. The registration starts at noon, and
okay.
Then the race will. You know, it's not going to be a race. It's a fun thing.
Sure.
The gun will fire at 12:30.
Okay. And can you still take silent auction items from
you
folks?
You betcha. All the way up to the during the event. So
okay. So if people have something that they want to donate to the cause, how do they go about getting a hold of you?
They could use my phone number if we want to give that out. And,
well, I don't mind. It's whether you want to give that out.
Just don't put it on bathroom walls. So, it's Tim Poole at 431-9487.
Okay. So if anybody has any silent auction items that they think they can contribute to the cause here, just go ahead and get a hold of Tim.
Good old hard cash, too.
There you go.
That's the whole purpose of the thing, is to raise money.
So. Yeah, I mean, we're raising money for our first responders, right. The folks that are out there risking their lives, giving up their time to help us. So this is something we can do to help them.
You bet. And we are developing a website. We're a little behind the eight ball on that, but it will be up, and we'll link it. I just got permission to link it to the 406 stick. That'll be a year-round opportunity.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Tim Poole is, and we're talking Broadwater first responders. Once again, head on out there. Head out Saturday and check out the Meadowlark Music Festival. That's running all the way up until 10 o'clock. So you got plenty of time on Saturday to go down there to Women's Park and check that thing out. And then rest up. And head on out Sunday to Townsend. It's a nice drive. Head on down there, get a fantastic lunch, and check out all the fun activities they've got going out there, and help out some first responders while you're at it. Tim, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the opportunity.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.